Good evening, everyone. It is Monday, November 8th, I guess, something like that, 2010. You're listening to episode 12 of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. As always, I'm Jeremy Borger.
This is Jeff L.
And I have these headphones in, and they're like, but when I have those in, they're like delayed. Like, I know it's hard to believe, but I have messed something up that I can't hear myself properly. So it's on a delay and it really throws me off. But they can hear us because they, you know, are listening on the internet, hopefully.
Yes, there's no delay on the internet.
Episode 12, Jeff, can you believe it? People thought we wouldn't make it. I know I say that every episode.
We do, but every episode it's true. I'm very glad to be here. It's an honor.
It's a good time. It's a good time.
Do you know we started this in the middle of summer, 90 degrees?
I know.
Think about when we started this and now it's
Now it's 47 cold. Degrees of Progressive Field.
It's unbelievable. We've made it this far. We're already going through season changes. I can't wait till spring.
7:31 or 8:31 if you forgot to set your clock back.
Yes, that's true.
Because now daylight savings time has ended.
It's over.
It's over.
Daylight
done.
Is over. And speaking of Jacobs Field, you mentioned the weather, the temperature there.
I mentioned Progressive Field, Jeff.
It's still Jacobs Field to me.
I don't think I mentioned Jacobs Field.
Still Jacobs Field to me, but my friend on Facebook was at this event Friday night, and they showed a picture of what the field looks like, and that's where my baseball team plays, the Indians.
Yes.
Baseball is my, just love baseball.
Your team?
My team, the Indians. Someday they'll be my team.
We have Dick Jacobs here with us today, ladies and gentlemen.
If I have my way. But they show what they're doing, and it looks horrible. They've got ramps up. They've got barriers up. They're making this winter park there.
Yeah, this is for this winter wonderland.
I'm sure it'll be fine, but it just looked, I had to look away. Like, it's a baseball field.
Yeah.
And what they're doing to it now, it just looks like they're demolishing it.
Yeah.
It looks awful, but we'll see what the final result is.
They've put down something protective.
Yeah.
So the field,
yeah.
I mean, they're not going to just, look, they're not going to mess up their Major League Baseball field just to put some, you know, sledge.
It just bothers me to see the field like that, though.
Yeah, yeah, well. Too bad, Jeff.
Yeah. Too my problem, I guess.
Freaking bad. So yeah, Radio Show Online is where you can go to jump in the chat room, to become a fan of us on our Facebook page. We've really been ramping up the fans lately.
It's now if I'm ramping up.
Well, increasing by at least one.
Not by the percentages we had hoped for.
Not probably by the percentages we had hoped
but
for.
But it
no.
is going up. You know, I'll take one fan a month. If that's a genuine fan addition,
yeah.
I'll take it.
You know, if somebody is dedicated and they're listening, I will come over here to the Tremont Attic and do this show just for that one guy.
What if we had the fans in one night? We invited all the fans over.
I know. They would probably fit up here.
I think they would.
I mean, there'd
they'd
be plenty
on
of
couch,
room.
I think.
Yeah, I think they'd fit right in between us. Probably all of them could sit right in between us and there'd
That's
be no problem at all.
Gotta be. Maybe around the holidays we'll do a segment like that.
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah, but you can go there and hey, we also in our promotional efforts, we also got some new business cards.
Not some, Jeremy, 500.
500.
Because I like a bulk discount.
Yep, yep. If 1% of the people, if we give out all these business cards.
What if we give out, and we basically have 10 cards per fan right now.
Basically. If you would like one of these cards, send a self-addressed stamped envelope. But yeah, we should. Now, do we have an image of this that we can put on the website at all? Or
no,
on the Facebook
that's,
page?
That was your job.
Oh, okay. What am I? Well, but I mean, did you have to give them something or didn't they give
no,
you
No, I just started talking to this girl at the UPS store. I said, here's what I envision on these cards. And she drew it up and said, is this what you're thinking? I said, that's it. She captured it.
And this is what she came up with.
That's the vision that was in my head that is now on paper and the business cards. 500 of these weighs about 10 pounds and we're going to pass these out, Jeremy. We're going to get, our goal is to, when we go to bars to, we're hopefully going to interview, or I guess sample a happy hour a week.
Yeah.
And our goal is to go to these bars and then do fake interviews with the bartenders.
Or real interviews.
Or real interviews.
That
but
don't.
Make them think they're going to be on the radio, even if they're not, and then tell them to listen to the show and pass out these cards.
Right, right.
That's my plan.
and see, by the time that they figure out that they weren't really on, They'll have already distributed the business card.
Well, yeah, and they'll be so hooked on our content, they will forget they're even supposed to be on the show.
These look like business cards from, like, the 40s. Like, just like somebody typed it out with, like, an old
fashioned typewriter. All right, do you want to do our readers, or readers, ready to give our listeners the pleasure of reading what's
should
on the card?
Should we read the card?
I think we should.
Go ahead.
Okay, since I came up with this.
I want you to do it, yeah.
The top, radio show with Jeff and Jeremy, which probably isn't a surprise.
The top. Line one.
Line one. Under there, born here, raised here, staying here.
Now, see, that's, oh, if you're not from around here, that's related to the LeBron James.
That was part thing. Of the failed effort to keep LeBron.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll be a failed effort to keep us on the air. Under that, it says, we're voted Cleveland's favorite weekly podcast by J&J Research.
I love that it gives room for, like, daily or bi-weekly podcasts to still be more popular than us.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And then at the bottom it says, for the latest on weekend happenings in Cleveland, hilarious stories and hijinks, go to www.radioshowonline.com. So these are the cards that we hope. I hope to see these on the floors of bars when I go out.
Yeah, ripped up.
Or bathrooms with and just all over. Garbage cans.
Profanity scrawled across the...
These guys are the worst. These, so that's my goal suck. Is to get these things just literally do, you know, they do like food drops in poor countries.
Yeah.
I want to do a card drop and just have these things all over the city.
Let's just go stick them underneath windshields in like the warehouse district.
Does that ever work? Now that happens to me. Do you ever look, I get so annoyed. Do you really look at what's in the, on the windshield wiper?
Oh yeah. Oh, I say, Ooh, sinful Sundays at Lust, I'm going. Yeah. I wasn't going to, but now that there's this thing slid under my windshield. I hate when it rains and then it sticks to my windshield. Yeah. You're actually not allowed to pass those out without a license.
Okay.
It's illegal to do so. Not that that's really stopping
it. Very hard to enforce. But I just wonder, it must work because they keep doing it. It's one of those things, but I'm just amazed at that.
I don't know why it's hard to enforce because you kind of know who's doing it. It says the name of the club or whatever right on the stupid thing.
But they could say, it was someone else or, you know, what are they going to, there's really no way to tie them directly to it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know who it was. Somebody rogue took it upon themselves to just go out on their own and promote my place. I didn't want them to.
Do you think if they find a flyer on a car from like a restaurant or a strip club that they go find the strip club then? I don't know how that works.
I don't understand.
Anyway, we have business cards. We're going to get them out. You're probably going to see them somewhere downtown soon.
Somewhere all over. So look for that.
Yes.
So anyway, weekends. Yeah. Thursday night after work, I was hit up with... my stomach started feeling sore, like right in the solar plexus area. Are you familiar
with that? Sounds like you could have an appendicitis.
No. That's lower, I think.
Okay.
Solar plexus is like right where your ribcage splits in the center.
Okay.
And it was one of those things where I thought either A, I ate something bad, or B, I'm getting sick, or C, I was just in a bar fight and got punched, or D, I was doing a big ab workout, and then that I was sore. So I hadn't been in a fight or hadn't been working out.
So you could rule out half of them.
C and D were out.
Yeah.
So I went home, and then later on that night, I was amazed at the way the human body can convulse when trying to get something out of its digestive system out there.
That's a lot of detail.
Not really, though. I was pretty vague about it.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know what it was. It was one of those, you know, like 24-hour flus where, you know, it was painful and sucky for 24 hours. But got to stay home from work on Friday. So
yeah,
that was nice. How about you? What was your weekend like?
Weekend?
We were supposed to actually hang out.
We were.
One of our dates planned.
Let's talk about this play.
Yes. Because
you know more about this than I do.
I don't really know anything about it. Because now that we're going off script, so I have to find the... I'm gonna throw it
right over to your court.
Yeah, you're going to have to talk about something while I try to find
it. Well, I know the generic details of this. It was a play about basically Clevelanders who are very tough on themselves and tough on the city. Go.
And it's not playing anymore. So there's
was it just one weekend or was that the last?
It was just one weekend.
Okay.
It was,
but it was a good idea. I was intrigued. Maybe it'll come back if enough people went. What'd you think?
Thanks, Jeff. I don't know. But it was a show that we were supposed to go to, but we couldn't because I was sick.
Because you were ill. But but working backwards, we got the Cleveland Browns. This town is such a football town. It always becomes more and more obvious to me as the weeks go on. But when the Browns win a big game, when they win it all, but if they win a big game especially, the city just is, it's unbelievable. So being at the game yesterday, you kind of felt like that New Orleans game a couple weeks ago, they had something going, they had some confidence building, they had a week off to rest up, and they just took it to the Patriots. I mean, the Patriots were not ever in the game. The Browns dominated both sides of the ball.
Now, why was this such a big game?
Patriots are regarded as the best team in the AFC.
Okay.
So they came in to to our stadium, and clearly we were the underdog, and we took care of them. Not only did we beat them, we just demolish them. And even Belichick said every part of the game, the Browns were better than us. So do that in front of the home crowd after all these years of bad football, suffering, long-suffering fans. Everyone was just going crazy. It was a great day. It was decent weather. And the post-game downtown was just incredible.
So you went to the game, though,
at
right?
The game. Oh. So.
I find it funny that you can actually, because I saw that you checked into the pit on Foursquare, yeah, which I find is hilarious. Is there a mayor? Somebody's then the mayor.
There's
got to
be
a
mayor of the pit.
On Foursquare. That's great.
But it's a parking lot, too, so people might have that mayorship nailed if they have parked there for work.
Yeah, but I don't know. If you park there for work, is that really checking into the pit? That's kind of
that
cheap.
Becomes, are you a Foursquare purist? It just depends what type of person you are. But the pit, they start charging now for walk-ins, which is very controversial. So I had to pay for the first time.
Yeah, what is up with that? So it's a park. So if you try to walk in, yeah, and you did this then.
Well,
so you didn't park
I
there.
Did pay. I don't park there. This is the first week I've had to pay as a pedestrian. The last time I was down there, I think two home games ago, they started trying it, but they were sort of not really enforcing it. So I was on my phone and just walked right by them. But now they've got a policeman next to a guy collecting money, and it's not, you can't really mess around with it. You've got to pay.
Wow.
So it's $5. It's a racket. It's an absolute racket. It's $30 a car and then $5 a walker. It's just, think of the money. It's incredible.
So couldn't you like jump in someone's car though?
Well, you could ride in with people, but you know, enough people come later and don't want to park and don't. So many people get there, set up their camp at like 7 in the morning. So a lot of people come later to meet people that have already driven in, and it's, there's no way around that. I'm not going to get up at 7 in the morning to avoid $5.
Yeah. That's so. Not with the high roller that you are.
No, $5? That's
$5?
Like a nickel to other people.
You burn that for your...
smoke my cigars.
Your cigars, exactly.
So it was just a great tailgate, as always, and a great day. It's a great Cleveland day.
Yes.
And it's one of those days you leave the house at 9 in the morning, get home at 8 at night. It's almost a 12-hour day.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, so after the... So I didn't go to the game, but I watched from home, and then afterwards... met you out. We went to we were at Map Room.
Yes,
which was an interesting experience. We didn't actually discuss before the show if we were going to get into some of the details of what was going on in Map Room.
Well, we are, because we have a question, an emailer sent us a question that has to do with what we did at Map Room. So we'll definitely get into a little bit, but the question will tie it all together.
So towards the end of the segment. All right. So now I'm confused. So do we talk about it now?
We are going to talk about the scene there. Yeah, we'll talk a little about what happened.
Okay.
My good friend Cammie, who's a great listener of the show, she could be our best fan, Jeremy.
She made our logo.
She made our logo.
She made the radio show Jeff and Jeremy logo.
She's a great friend of mine. She's a great person. And she, as last night, kind of took me aside, as you saw.
Yeah.
And said, Jeff, you're a great guy. We need to find you a girlfriend today.
Yeah. Basically, she was saying that you have no game.
Yes.
I think is what was going. Because,
but you should have game.
Now, I can totally relate to you, because when I'm in a bar, or again, when I was single, I was not the type of person that could just go up to a random girl and just start chatting and do that.
Yeah.
There are some guys out there that can do that. I have never been one of those guys. And I think, especially once you're, you know, reaching your 30s, there's certain things in your personality that just kind of set. And it's not really going to change. And despite Cammie's efforts, which I applaud her for, but, you know, when you get into your 30s, the way that you are, it's going to be very hard for you to change, which is okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
fine. You know, if it's not your thing. But I think there's just other environments that maybe you would excel in.
Well, like
more.
You said, if I'm introduced to someone, it's a good chance it's going to work out. I feel I like my chances in that situation, and I think you said you felt good about that too when you were in those days.
But, I don't know, Jeff. I've introduced you to some single women in the past, and I don't know if you've gone out with any of them.
I think, but see, that's a lot of times I'll mix it.
Oh yeah, it's always you. That was never an argument.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Oh, but no, Jeremy. Lots of times I mess it up. Oh, yeah, you're right, Jeff. That is how it goes.
So we do
it
now. We'll tie it all together.
We agree with that.
We do agree on that. We'll tie it all together, though, with a question at the end about suggestions for meeting girls in bars, which I think was a very... who would have thought I'd get an email about that after this just happened to us yesterday?
That's a teaser.
That's unbelievable, though. The timing is incredible on that.
I like how you tease that together. Yeah. By the way, any of you can always email us. And
it's very emotional.
Jesus.
You get all choked up here. Radioshowonline.com. Hate mail@radioshowonline.com.
Hate mail@radioshowonline.com. I choked on absolutely nothing. Dust floating around here in the Tremont attic. You need to dust around.
I really do.
Or you've dusted too much and there's too many things floating.
It's swirling. So that was yesterday. So we'll tie that together at the end. But great You got to experience a post-Browns vibe. The atmosphere was incredible.
Yeah.
Everyone was just so happy, and it just goes and goes and goes all night.
It was a good time. So went to Map Room, went to Naughty Mermaid after that. I had my first Christmas ale of the season.
You broke the seal.
I broke the Christmas ale seal.
You penetrated the Christmas ale.
I penetrated the Christmas ale. I popped the cap on the Christmas ale, as it were. You know, the waitress came over to me and I said, "Oh, do you guys have Christmas ale?" And she said, "Yes." I'm like, "All right, I'll take one." And then she walked away, and I was thinking, sometimes restaurants will try to trick you because there is not just Great Lakes Christmas ale.
Yes.
There's different kinds of Christmas ale. There's not just Great Lakes Brewing Company Christmas ale. Although, if you live in Northeast Ohio and you say, "I would like a Christmas ale," you're asking for the Christmas ale. I mean, that should be understood.
Right.
And they should be morally obligated to say, "Sir, we do have Thirsty Dog Christmas ale, but we do not have Great Lakes Christmas ale.
Right.
Would you like the Thirsty Dog?" And then I would say, "Hell no, good day," and stomp on out of there.
Yep.
Put on my top hat and monocle.
It's the right thing to do.
And take off.
Yep, go back into the 1920s.
But they did have the, with my business cards. But they did have the, they did a Great Lakes Christmas ale, so I was very happy. And did the fried fish special that Joe recommended.
Yeah, it was a great way to get a kind of a good meal after a long day of drinking and being outside. It was a great 12 hours.
And for me, after being sick, you know, sometimes when you're sick and you haven't, and you've only eaten like soup.
Yeah.
Or, you know, vegetable broth with like a crouton for the past, you know, couple days, you need something a little more substantial in your stomach. So did that. Although I was eating like a lot of crazy stuff. I went to Latitude 41 for brunch on Saturday. Then I went to Lucky's on Sunday with a friend of mine, which brings up the question, can two straight men have brunch together? Is that socially acceptable? By the way, I've stolen this topic from How I Met Your Mother, just to let you know, but I really did have brunch with a male friend of mine on Sunday.
Here's when I would allow it.
Am I odd for this?
I would allow it, and I've done it when I have friends in from out of town, and it's always a situation where end of a weekend, we grab brunch, and usually they hit the airport. So someone, a friend who's in for a weekend type of thing. I don't think I've ever called up a friend in town and said, a guy friend, and say, "Hey, do you want to grab brunch?"
Yeah.
That's where I come out on that.
Okay.
Where do you come out?
Well, obviously, I think that two men can have brunch.
You didn't feel, maybe you felt bad about it when you were there?
No.
You had no shame afterwards?
I felt no shame. There was other guys.
Were you being judged there?
I don't know. I felt some eyes staring me down. No, I mean, I think that I don't see why brunch is any different from another time. I think the implication maybe is, like, Sunday brunch. If you're going to Sunday brunch with someone, you must have spent the previous night with that person.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's kind of
It's like a meal of shame.
That's
like
the over.
There's the walk of shame and the meal of shame.
Right, right.
You're stretching out the shame.
Although if you were shameful, I don't know if you would take...
Maybe a small diner, you could do it.
After many of the walks of shame that you've had, have you ever said to the girl, like, "Oh, I gotta get out of here, but no, first, let me take her out in public."
I've avoided the breakfast of shame, but I've seen it happen.
Where there's two people in a booth, and you're like,
"I need to get out of here.
They don't want to be together. Why are they even here?"
What's the movie I'm thinking about where she, Knocked Up. There was actually a scene in Knocked Up that exact thing happened.
Hmm.
They were having their breakfast of shame.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
I like to steal all my content from other movies and TV shows.
At least we cite them.
Yeah, for the most part. We don't blatantly steal. We usually cite them. So tell me about Lieutenant Dan's new legs.
Yeah, there's this cover band, and they're unbelievable. They've got a following throughout the Midwest. And it's rare for me to see a cover band that has a following. Usually you don't see that, but they're Chicago to Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Cincinnati. And the crowd, they were there at Blind Pig Saturday night and literally packed the place, you know, a cover band. It was
literally
incredible. Literally packed the place. So I went to check them out with some friends, and it was a great time. It was an incredible atmosphere, but I just don't go to many cover bands, and I was just amazed that they could get such a following.
Now, are they hip-hop dance music? Is it these guys?
It's everything. It's like it's 70s, 80s, 90s. It runs the gambit in terms of the type of music they play. But it's incredible, though. They got a lot of loyal people that actually travel to where they go, and they're really entertaining. They actually played at Krusty's this summer. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, yeah.
There were a couple
Krusty's, yeah.
But they played at Krusty's, and that's more of a different environment. But, yeah, it was a great show Saturday night. So I was up at Blind Pig for a while watching them, and I'm on board. It was pretty entertaining. It was fun.
Nice. How did you hear about them, or did you just happen to
stumble
upon
them? No, I have friends who literally travel from Dayton and, like, who come up to see them. They like them so much. So they made a trip up here to to check out the band.
Cool.
Yeah, so cool. It was fun.
And they're bringing people to Cleveland from Dayton.
Yeah, we're so bringing that's... in, taking that Dayton money, bringing it in Cleveland. It's great.
Awesome. Hey, so I'm selling my car. So if anyone wants to buy a car, I'm selling my 2008 two-door Honda Civic. It's got like 32,000 miles. So if you're interested, come send us an email. Send an email to hatemail@radioshowonline.com. I can hook you up. The reason this is kind of interesting is so now that I'm working downtown, I've been walking to work, and Jen, she has a car, so I have access to a car through her, you know, should I need one for something. But, you know, of course, like living downtown, you're able, you know, like when I met you at the map room and stuff, I was able to just walk over there. So for those type of things, I can just walk. I can walk to work or take the free trolley to work. So, you know, looking at this, at the car payment and the insurance payment got me thinking like, you know, I got a wedding coming up that I could be saving some money for. Like, even if I do this for a year, I could save like, you know, a few thousand dollars, and that's worth it to me just for, you know, just to save up. So
I like it. It's very Chicago-esque. I like that. I like to see that.
I know some people, like a couple of some friends of mine that live in, actually the guy that I had brunch with, him and his wife, they just share one car, and they're in Ohio City. Cause again, he works in Ohio City. And so she takes the car. So at least one person has to be able to like walk or bus or something easy to work, I think, for that to, you know, that to be able to work out.
That's $500 a month with insurance and car payments and gas, and that's a huge savings. That's unbelievable.
Post-tax. I mean, that's not pre-tax.
Post-tax. Yeah, that's a key point.
We're talking post-tax dollars. So,
so email us if you want to check out Jeremy's car. So we always say we're giving away cars. Now we actually kind of are, there's a car involved, but we're selling
right.
it.
Right, we're selling it. So yeah, so if you email us, and we read your letter on the air, you can have a chance to buy my car.
Yeah, and that's legit.
For full ticket value.
Yep, not a dime less.
I'll give you a free test drive, though, if you want to come test drive.
How about we'll throw in a live studio audience with the radio show?
Wow. Now we're going
that
crazy.
Might put them over the top.
That might be a little...
What,
all right,
what a Monday. A test drive in your car? What a Monday that would be.
I'll drive you over here to the... I'll pick you up.
I'll pick like Enterprise.
You up and bring you to Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. Oh boy, that poor person. We actually did that. I used to host this. It was like a public access cable show called Sports Entertainment Productions, or SEP Mayhem, and it was like a combination of professional wrestling, talk show, daytime drama, variety show. It was wacko.
Would you sing and dance as the part
no,
of the
No, it
show?
Just had all sorts of crazy. It did have some musical. No, it was just a crazy show.
Did you have jazz hands?
But for and this was before the internet. I mean, this was like not YouTube. This
Were you
was,
in high school?
College.
Oh, okay.
I mean, YouTube was only 5 years old.
Wow, it seems like it's 30.
I know,
years
isn't
old.
That crazy? Yeah. So you had to. It was on public access cable, so you had to. I mean, this is like appointment viewing. You had to know, you know, you had to catch the show.
You're not going to be flipping
it. It wasn't like you could, and there's no, you can't DVR public access. There's no DVRs.
Right.
You had to be watching this. And I was always amazed at the amount of emails, more emails than you and I get, if you can believe it.
I can't. I don't believe it.
And I used to like go to places and people would like recognize
what?
Me. It was crazy.
So there's like a whole subculture of people that really into this public access
yes,
show.
It was unbelievable. But anyway, so we did this contest where we were trying to like look for a fan or our biggest fan or something like that. And we would have like, you know, three people writing in, right? But we'd have to pick one of these people. And the idea was we would go out and videotape an episode of our show at their house. You can imagine the people that would write in, that would be fans enough of this public access show to write in this contest and have us go out. It was,
and they're trying to sell themselves. Like, here's where you got to come to my place.
Yeah, it was just be like, no, you got to, and it was great. I miss it.
I want to get to that
it
level.
It was great.
Well, maybe we should be on public access.
Maybe.
Do you have any old connections?
Yeah, it's easy, but we have to be videotaped. I mean, that's taking up a whole new amount. I mean, this is video, and you are.
I'm hideous.
Don't look at me.
Who's put a mask on me?
Yeah. You can't be wearing a mask. Jeremy and the
Jeremy
guy
in the Jason mask. Hockey mask show. All right, everybody. Then like I couldn't talk clearly under the mask. It'd be a great show.
I think we should just never reference it though. Like never, never call it out at all. Like it's Radio Show.
We'll just say he's got a skin problem.
We still call it Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, even though it's on videotape. You're wearing a mask. We never say anything about it.
It's the proverbial elephant in the room.
I think we should do it.
Let's do it. I'm going to be on TV now. This radio stuff. Are you choking again?
No, I couldn't swallow. No comment. Speaking of television shows, though.
That we should be on?
Yeah, that we should be on. Conan starts tonight.
I'm excited
on
about
TBS.
That.
Are you excited?
I got behind him when that whole NBC thing fell apart. I got behind him. But I also am really happy. You know the old saying that, you know, things happen for a reason. I think he's going to be so much better in this venue and the freedom. You're going to be telling those promos he's doing.
Yeah.
It's going to be like the old late night NBC Conan when he could kind of have the freedom, do what he wants, be crazy. I think this is going to be the best thing that ever happened to him.
He's doing the show Monday through Thursday at 11 p.m. for an hour on TBS. And I think it's going to be interesting because I think 11 o'clock is a great time because you'll get, like, on the broadcast networks, there's lots of local news that people aren't going to care about, and they're going to turn it to TBS. And it'll be interesting to see if they'll flip to – I wouldn't worry about them flipping from Conan to Leno because I think it's such a different audience or different feel. I would be more worried about would they flip from Conan to Letterman. But I still, I think.
But once you get that half hour of momentum, I think that you're going to stick with it. So I think he's everything going for him. But just the fact he's on cable again is going to be much more freeing. I think this is fantastic. I'm more of a fan now than I ever was.
He walked away from NBC. He got something around $30 million in his pocket.
Yep.
So he does not need to do this show.
Which means he can push it
means.
Even more.
So he has nothing to lose.
No constraints.
He doesn't care. He is just doing it for the love of doing a show.
Yeah.
It's totally not for the money. So I think it's going to
I've got it on my DVR. It's one of those things I want to watch every day. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yes, very excited about that. So from Conan O'Brien to some darker news.
The election results here. We don't like to get pegged to a certain topic on this show. We like to be able... We're like Conan that we want to have the freedom to do whatever we want. We're not a sports show. We're not a political show. But we dabble. We're going to dabble in the election real quick. Maybe even 30 seconds quick. This could go extremely fast. but there was one race that was particularly interesting to me, and that was we do vote for judges here in Ohio and in Cuyahoga County in particular, and there was one race, Judge Bridget McCafferty was indicted in the Jimmy DeMora, Frank Russo corruption scandal. And while she's a common pleas judge, she was indicted and then decided to run for re-election anyway. And I'm very proud to say that she lost. That's the good news. Lost the election. The bad news is she barely lost. She still got like 45% of the vote. In terms of numbers, it's about 125,000 people voted for her and said, Bridget McCafferty, we want you back on the bench, you who have been indicted. And this is the problem with voting for judges.
Yeah.
And thank God, I'm almost amazed that she lost. It's really a testament to the people that were like me, that were determined to make the right choice and made the effort to get some knowledge about these candidates, because she almost held her seat on the bench as she was indicted. So there was a great article on Cleveland.com just saying how this really is symbolic of what's wrong with electing judges.
When you step into the voting booth and it has, I don't think that anyone should go into the voting booth blind, but at least when you're voting on some of the higher end candidates, you can see what party they're affiliated with, and if they're affiliated with a party, you know they have some sort of support. You know they're not probably not a complete whack job.
Right.
And I agree. You go with the judge thing, and there's so many people that suddenly hit the judge portion of the ballot, and they're like, "What do I have to vote for anyone to make my ballot count?
Yeah.
Does that and people, it's just a mess. Well, I'm glad that she did not.
It is. The outcome was great, but it's just really it's unbelievable in this town how that could happen. But she's out, which is good. The indicted judge will not be on the bench anymore.
Phew.
Yeah,
phew.
It can all breathe easier.
Phew.
We won't get into the other results because we're not a partisan show in terms of the election. But I hear one party did really well in the House, it seems like.
Yeah, yeah. We don't want to give any partisan side. But, it's just going back. I think people were looking for some type of change.
Now, let's think about this from the big picture.
Okay.
We all want to change in 08, and we got it. Boy, did we get it. And how?
Change.
And then we voted for change in 2010. We need change again.
Yeah.
We need another change.
Yeah.
I'm always amazed at the electorate's ability to go back and forth between the extremes. And maybe that's because that's all we have to choose from. There's not many moderates now. I feel like politicians are going to extreme right, extreme left, and the middle the moderates, the Bill Clintons of our time, are not there as much. So it could be a combination of there's just not the choices that I would like to have because we're swinging violently back and forth, and it's just almost comical.
Yeah. I think it's just that governments are so slow to change, and you know, it's not, I mean, it's, they're, no one's going to be changing enough fast enough to appease the American public.
Yeah.
So, all right.
So that's our election recap. 2 minutes. All these networks had days coverage of it. We did it in 2 minutes.
Cleveland topping the list for the most political TV ads in the country in October.
It was getting to the point where there'd be a show. And there in between the show segments, it would be five political ads.
And they're all horrible.
But back to back to back to back. Yeah. It was getting so ridiculous. You couldn't even process what was on TV if you wanted to.
Yeah. And and that's how people are learning about who to vote
for. I know. It's a sad state. It's really a sad statement of the situation now. But that's what it was, man. There's no limit to it. And they spend.
All right. I'm depressed now with the election. Let's go on.
Let's talk about fast food weddings.
No. Okay. Are we doing this?
Oh, let's do that.
Your stories.
Let's do my stories. This is ridiculous. I just saw this.
I put this together for a reason, this rundown, Jeff, so you can follow step by step.
The fast food thing.
We have to go. All right.
There was a juror on Cleveland, Cuyahoga County Common Pleas. Now, we've all tried to get out of jury duty. I somehow get picked on jury duty every 2 or 3 years.
I have never been selected for jury duty.
I've been there 3 times. It's unbelievable. And it's a horrible thing. It's a minimum week commitment.
How does that happen? How do you get
it's
on three
if you're a registered voter?
I'm a registered voter.
They can't do it more than once every 2 years, but it's a random draw. So I've had this
really?
The luck of the draw. Yeah,
you should buy voters. A lottery ticket.
I know. So anyway, I was always trying to get out of it. I tried. I have friends who are prosecutors. I tried to play that card that, you know, I even said I sympathize with prosecution because I've got a good friend who's a prosecutor. But nothing. There's no way to get out of this. They won't let you. So this guy in Cleveland said he the lawyers questioned these potential jurors.
Yeah.
And he had a line that asked him if he had ever been in any trouble with the law or been affected by people going to court. His line was, "I had a close friend in high school who killed 17 people."
That was his defense, why he should not be on the jury.
No, that wasn't even that. Just, they asked him. That was his response to, "Have you ever had any interaction with the law or knowing anyone close to you who's been involved with problems with the law?" "I had a close friend in high school who killed 70 people." I guess they said the lawyers dropped the pens, the judge, everyone got real quiet, looked at this guy. Turns out the judge said, "May I ask who?" And the guy said, "Oh yeah, my friend was Jeff Dahmer."
Jeff Dahmer.
Jeff Dahmer. He said Jeff Dahmer. So he grew up outside of Milwaukee, and Jeffrey Dahmer was a friend of his. And he decided to play the card to see if it would get him out of jury duty. And guess what?
It did.
It did.
I think he probably got off jury duty not because he was necessarily friends with Jeff Dahmer, but because he felt that necessary to bring up.
It's hilarious.
It was more about him being a whack job than about his relationship with Jeffrey Dahmer.
I think they're kind of intermixed. I mean, if you're friends with Jeffrey Dahmer, you probably are a whack job, vice versa. But it got him out of jury duty, so I'm waiting for people now to start playing the "I was friends with Jeffrey Dahmer" card. Or "I was friends with other famous, you know, people who've gone away or done horrible things." Because you can't get out of jury, like, doctors don't get out of it. They won't let you out of jury duty. And now this guy has opened up, I think, a portal to say you're friends with some famous convicted felon.
He's opened up a portal in the space-time continuum. Isn't he I just lost my train of thought. Isn't it easy to get out of jury duty?
No,
though?
No,
but,
it's impossible.
But you can just say, like, just be crazy.
You could say,
like, "Are you racist?"
Yeah.
"Yes, I have a Mexican chained up in my basement." And they're going to be like, "Oh, great. You're on the jury."
I wanted to get out of it, but I didn't want to go the insane route. But I thought my route was dignified, yet would also get me out. I sympathize with prosecution.
What kind of things did they ask you?
Just your background, if you have any experiences with the law, good or bad, anyone close to you have any experiences, things like that. But let's, just to keep moving along, that's the story, though. I think that was just hilarious that this guy played the Jeffrey Dahmer card and got out of jury duty.
It was funny. It was funny.
Let's talk about weddings and fast food places.
All right. So.
Can't wait.
Did you know that Mr. Chicken does wedding catering?
I didn't know until tonight.
So, you know, when you're getting married, you get all sorts of stuff sent to you, you know, like you'll get, you're especially because the bride, like her name gets put in some mailing list thing. Because I guess every time the bride goes to like try on a dress, you have to like fill out this form and then they sell that information and you're on like every mailing list and people know, all right, we got like, you know, a year to sell this person a bunch of crap. So one of the things that we got was from Mr. Chicken. And as a way for Mr. Chicken to entice us to use them, they actually like gave us like four free, like a gift card for like four free meals to Mr. Chicken. And they do catering. And actually, if you go to, where the heck is it? If you go to Mr. Chicken Cater, MrChickenCater.com.
That's my homepage.
That's why when you first load up your website, that your browser that pops up. To go to. They actually have under their catering tab, they have a bridal menu.
This has gotta be a joke.
No, that's what I thought. And Jen didn't find like I was like finding it hilarious, and she, you know.
Tell me you're not ruling it out. You don't have to commit to it, but you're not ruling it out.
She's not a chicken fan. But MrChickenCater.com, yeah, they have a catering department, and yeah, they have.
What about Mr. Tofu?
They show you know, they have the Mr. Chicken logo.
It looks very elegant. And we have to put this on the website, right?
Yeah.
It looks very elegant.
There's going to be a link to it on our Facebook page.
I like the lead in. It says an event to remember. It says Mr. Chicken in nice cursive letters. An event to remember. And there's like fine china below.
Yeah, there's fine china napkins. Whether you're planning for a bridal shower, rehearsal dinner, or wedding reception, our menu can be tailored to your exact specifications to make your gathering uniquely exquisite. It's going to be unique, all right. At Mr. Chicken, we pride ourselves on providing brides with not only the best in home-style cooking, but an expanded selection of menu items, which is sure to include all your favorites. Spiral honey cut glazed ham, pork roast, appetizer, meatballs, pastas.
That sounds great. Do the workers from the fast food place come?
I don't know.
Do they actually serve?
They have these people hanging around like it's like, you know, fancy pictures and then a big plate of chicken.
My goal is to meet a girl at the Map Room, get married before you, and do a Mr. Chicken wedding.
You have 8 months from today.
I gotta go.
8 months from today. And at the rate that I saw you last night at the Map Room, I don't know, Jim.
I need every minute.
You do. You need Cammie's consulting services. Is she going to be on the show?
Yes.
Did she say?
Cammie literally went, followed a girl in the bathroom and said, you need to go out with my friend. That was the highlight of the night.
If she could bring girls to the show, we could
We could screen girls on the show.
Yes. We could, I mean, okay, so if you can't approach girls in a bar, I think we should make this show, if nothing else, screw our Facebook fans, Jeff. This show's sole purpose from here on out, from November 8th on, is going to be to get Jeff a date. Go to radioshowonline.com.
Cast your vote.
Cast your vote.
I want to. We'll bring them in. We'll screen them, and Cammie can interview them.
And then you can have your dates at Mr. Chicken.
Okay. Your bridal. Also, McDonald's is also doing a similar thing with these weddings.
All right.
I think I told you that McDonald's now offers packages. It involves a baked apple pie wedding cake, a dress made out of party balloons, kiddie party favors for guests, and of course, catering by McDonald's. So they have the food, but McDonald's goes above and beyond with the dress of party balloons, party favors, things like that. So really is a...
So does Ronald come up? Does Ronald come in for that one?
They don't mention Ronald, but they do say they also are doing engagement parties and wedding anniversary parties. This is only McDonald's Hong Kong, but we're hopeful it's going to spread to the United States very soon.
Do they have the same food in Hong Kong, McDonald's, as they do here?
That's a great question. In this picture, they have the same beverages, it looks like. They look like they're enjoying it.
Yes.
So emails. We haven't had emails in a while. Do you like how I keep moving?
We have not had an email. Wait, I got to say something about the party balloon. The party balloon
dress. Yeah.
I was watching TLC when I was sick. You know how you flip through and you've seen all this crappy television show? TLC had some show that was about like weird fetishes, and they had a guy that had like a balloon fetish. So you think like, well, what does that mean? Just like blowing them up and popping them, and like he would like get a bunch of balloons and just like bring them into his bedroom and like hug the balloons. And like that was his thing.
I don't know what to say.
The party balloon dress.
That would, he would lose
might be
his
the
mind.
Perfect thing for him.
No, I think he would lose his mind.
I think if he gets married, that's what he'll do. All right, sorry. Go on. Emails.
Radio show with Jeff and Jeremy. We used to, our core was why we started was we want to help you with relationship advice.
Yeah.
And we got a great email here that
Which is going to be helping you with relationship
advice. Well, yeah. Who would have thought the tables were turned then? Yep. I was going to dispense the advice.
Yeah, but now
I'm going to receive it.
The trainer has become the trainee.
I built myself as the expert, and now I'm apparently receiving it. But dear radio show with Jeff and Jeremy, I have listened to every episode. Do you like how this is written out, by the way?
Yeah, that's beautiful. I came in with a fax machine.
I have listened to every episode, and each one seems to get better and better. I really appreciate it. That's really nice to hear, because we try really hard to make it better each week.
It's funny, because the downloads keep going down. But go on.
And then this person, John, also goes on to say, I especially like the music penetration segment.
Oh!
It's edgy, yet hilarious.
I don't think we were going to have time for
that. No, we aren't, but he likes the segment.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be an ongoing segment, I mean, every show, but music penetration is something you and I are very proud of.
Yeah.
He says he's been dating a girl for 3 years, and his family still does not particularly like his girlfriend. They don't get along, and his family thinks he's making a mistake should he propose to her. He wants to know, you know, what we think about this. Do we have any advice? Family doesn't like his girlfriend.
See, this is why we need to have callers, because there's so many questions that I want to
This is from John in Fairview Park.
Hey, I would say, that's funny, I know John in Fairview Park, but he's already married. I would say you can't just solely listen to
internet radio shows?
Of internet radio shows. Or your family.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to go, if he likes her, you know, he should go for it. Now, that being said, the family could be putting up valid points. You know, what are their reasonings? Although, it's tough. You know, if you're in love and your family doesn't like the person, it's going to be, I don't know.
Because you got to coexist. When you marry the person, you are marrying the family as well.
Yes.
So you got to balance that out. So basically, John, we gave you both sides of the argument, and we wish you the best of luck.
All it's we a can tough do call. Is give you some advice. You have to decide.
John, just enjoy the music penetration segment next show and have some fun with us. Hopefully, our show can take your mind off this family girlfriend stress.
Dear Jeff and Jeremy, this is email number 2.
I don't like that official salutation. I like dear radio show, but this guy didn't do that.
Okay, well, he's going right to just directly us. Dear Jeff and Jeremy.
In a big hurry.
No one else on the show. Saw the new logo. It's okay/average.
What?
Tell the author of the new logo to do a little more work on it. Jane from Westlake. Long-time listener, first-time writer into viewer mail.
Wow.
Into viewer mail. Like, she's written other venues before to our show.
Well, Jen, I like the logo. Or Jane. I'm sorry. Jane, wow. Jane, I like the logo. My good friend helped design it, and we're keeping it. Well, Jeremy, I don't want to speak for you, but I like, because I feel like we're broadcasting from Terminal Tower in the logo, and it makes me feel like I'm above everything.
Yeah, sure.
Is that our answer? You should have that agreeable.
Third email.
Dear Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, I have been trying to make an effort to meet girls in bars. You both seem like you would have a lot of success meeting women, and I was...
Both.
And I was wondering...
Neither of us would have any success.
And I was wondering if you could have any advice you could pass on to me. This is from Brian in Cleveland Heights.
Brian, my advice would be to not
ask My advice for our is advice. To have a friend like Cammy that I have, who's a great friend, and have her do the work for you.
My advice is try to find friends that have single friends.
Yeah, but that's
sometimes
true.
Even that blows up in your face like it has for the girls that I've tried to present Jeff with.
That's true. You never know with me. I'm a wild card.
All right. It's 8:13. Time to wrap it up here.
I do want to say one thing. I am, my favorite band in this world that we live in is the Clarks. They're out of Pittsburgh. I've been going to their show since I was a sophomore at John Carroll. They're just a fantastic band. They're great live. They come to Cleveland now once a year. They're coming Saturday night, this Saturday, to the Grog Shop, which I know you're a Coventry guy. You love Coventry.
I love Coventry.
It's an excuse for me then to go out on Coventry for the night because I love being over there. So Saturday night, Grog Shop, Cleveland Heights. Come check out the Clarks. You will not regret it.
Beautiful. All right. RadioShowOnline.com is the website. Become our fan on
like
Facebook.
Like us.
Hey, please.
In real life and on Facebook. Like us.
Send an email to hatemail@RadioShowOnline.com. We do the show live every Monday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
Have a great